Each week at this time, this station presents Legislative Report with your state representative, Brian Cutler of the 100th Legislative District in Lancaster County. Representative Cutler, welcome to this report to your constituents. Well, there's a lot of action in Harrisburg this week. The House was in session, and you had a resolution passed by the House. It had to do with something that's very close to you, something that's very meaningful to you. What's it about?
We designated May as ALS Awareness Month. For those who have been familiar with me and my family, both of my parents were diagnosed with this disease, so it is very personal. The attempt is really just to raise public awareness about the impacts of ALS, not only on just the patients, but also those who provide care. This has been a topic that we've advocated for each of the last 3 years and certainly look forward to doing it in the future. I've worked with Representative Josh Shapiro out of Montgomery County. He has a close personal friend, so the two of us are very motivated on the topic of Lou Gehrig's disease. Some time ago, actually, back in December of 2006, Governor Rendell had indicated he'd be supportive of a line item in the budget regarding ALS research because of the impact that ALS has on Pennsylvanian families. Unfortunately, because of some of the budget constraints and issues going forward since that time period, that never became a reality. So we're just trying to keep the issue fresh in everyone's mind because it's important to us. But additionally, there's also an anomaly with Lou Gehrig's disease, and that is that veterans are twice as likely as other citizens to contract the disease. There's a definite connection, although they can't find the exact cause. And given that the Commonwealth has the largest contingent of National Guard troops that is deployed, I think it's something that we as a Commonwealth have to prepare for in the future. So that's really why we're trying to keep attention on this and make sure that it stays at the forefront so that when the fiscal situation improves, we can prepare for, unfortunately, the next thing that might go wrong.
You also had an amendment to a legislation that went through the House that has to do with food service and volunteer organizations in our communities. What's this about?
Well, Senate Bill 828 came over from the Senate dealing with nonprofit organizations and their ability to sell different kinds of baked goods. Probably the example that everyone would be most familiar with would be brownies and Rice Krispie treats and things like that at events. And for some time, that has actually been illegal. You're not supposed to prepare them in private kitchens and sell them to the public. So this exemption that was created covered things such as churches and fire halls and little league booster clubs and things like that. However, the one thing that was noticeably absent was sportsmen's groups. I had a constituent come to me and indicate that it would probably be beneficial to include that specific language in rather than just assume that they're included. So we did add that to the bill as an amendment, went in unanimously, and I've spoken to the prime sponsor, Senator Vogel, of the bill, and he has indicated that he's in agreement with it, and hopefully it'll stay in there through the final passage and concurrence in the Senate. So with any luck, very soon, all of the nonprofits will be able to sell these kinds of baked goods for their fundraising events.
And last but not least, of course, there's been bad news in terms of revenue for the state this week. And there's also a new special session on transportation issues. A lot of money questions going around in Harrisburg. What's going on?
Well, the governor did address the special joint session on transportation and presented some of his proposals on how to fix a transportation crisis. They range from everywhere from raising gas taxes to raising license fees and registration fees. Doing nothing, which certainly I think everyone agrees is not appropriate. But probably the one that was most notably absent was the fact that he never once indicated that we could cut programs and cut spending. And the reality is there's plenty of areas where we could do that. And rather than just always assume that the taxpayer has more money, I think it's time that we take a wholesale look at the efficiency of government and make sure that we're spending that money efficiently before we ask for another dollar from us as taxpayers. One of the items that I complained about most during the budget cycle last year, and we'll do so again this year, is the fact that we give out over $1 million in free postage to prisoners. I'm not sure why that program continues to exist. I'm hopeful that that'll be on the chopping block this time around. And as we explore other ways to save money, we've got to make sure that we spend this money wiser. Another highlight this week was that House Republicans offered alternative proposals to these tax increases. Representative John Baer and Cheryl DeLosier presented a wide variety of efficiencies and improvements that we could do here at government. One of them would be, for example, getting rid of the paper check system and going more to electronic funds transfers. This would save hundreds of millions of dollars every year. Additionally, we could reduce Medicaid fraud. Auditor General Jack Wagner pointed that issue out, and certainly we need to tighten the reins there to make sure that those that are taking the benefits actually deserve them.
Representative Cutler, thanks for this report, and tune in again next week at this time for Legislative Report with your state representative, Ryan Cutler.